Hey there, gorgeous souls. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of clean girl energy and simple living vibes. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. The magic of self-love, especially when life throws those curveballs our way. Because let's face it, adversity is like that annoying pop-up ad you can't close, it just keeps showing up. But here's the thing, babe, how we respond to those challenges. That's where the real magic happens. It's all about harnessing that inner power of self-love and turning it into a superpower. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-love? Easier said than done, right? Trust me, girl, I get it. Sometimes, our own minds can be the biggest hurdle. We're our own worst critics, constantly putting ourselves down, comparing ourselves to others. The never-ending cycle. But here's the truth. Self-love isn't about being selfish or narcissistic. It's about honoring yourself, recognizing your worth, and treating yourself with kindness, even, especially, when things get tough. So, let's break it down, shall we? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First up, self-love is a journey, not a destination. It's not about achieving some perfect state of bliss where you never feel anything less than amazing. It's about showing up for yourself every day, even when you don't feel like it, and choosing kindness over criticism. Think of it like working out. You wouldn't expect to be ripped overnight, right? Self-love is the same way. It takes time, effort, and consistency. But trust me, the payoff is totally worth it. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're giving everyone else your energy but forgetting to fill up your own cup? Self-care isn't a luxury, honey, it's a necessity. And that means making time for things that nourish your soul. Whether it's taking a hot bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or simply having a dance party in your living room. Remember, you deserve to feel good. Second, self-love means setting boundaries. This doesn't mean becoming a hermit and cutting off everyone who ever hurt you. It's about identifying what drains you and learning to say no to things that don't serve you. Think of it like this. Your time and energy are precious resources. You wouldn't just give them away for free, would you? Same goes for your mental and emotional well-being. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, it's a game changer. Focusing on the good things in your life, no matter how small, can shift your entire perspective. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. Maybe it's that amazing cup of coffee you had this morning or the fact that you have a roof over your head. Gratitude is like magic. It attracts more good vibes into your life. Fourth, surround yourself with positivity. You know that saying, birds of a feather flock together. It's so true. The people we surround ourselves with have a huge impact on our well-being. Choose friends and family who uplift you, support you, and encourage your growth. And if there are any toxic relationships draining your energy, time to set those boundaries and walk away. And lastly, remember that you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Period. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You are a masterpiece in progress, constantly evolving and becoming the best version of yourself. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're going through a tough breakup. Everything feels like it's falling apart. You might be tempted to spiral into self-doubt, binge-watch bad reality TV, and eat your weight in ice cream, no judgment here. But then, instead of wallowing in the pity party, you remember those key takeaways we just talked about. You put on that awesome workout outfit, blast some empowering music, and go for a run. You call your supportive bestie for a pep talk. You write down 3 things you're grateful for: your amazing sense of humor, your killer dance moves, and that comfy pair of pajamas. See what I mean? Self-love isn't about ignoring the pain. It's about choosing strength over weakness, growth over stagnation. So remember, babes, self-love is a powerful force. It's not just about feeling good, it's about showing up for yourself in the face of adversity and creating a life that you truly love. Ready to take action? Share this episode with your bestie who needs a little reminder about their own awesomeness. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast app, and don't forget to join our community on social media where we can share tips, stories, and endless encouragement. Until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.